Hey, this is Fish and Frank and another On the Water report on Radio Fishing, and we have Captain Matt Hagg here. And Matt, you're kind of doing the exciting stuff today. You're not even on the West Coast. Where are you at, buddy?
No, sir. I'm over in Miami today, staying at Tide Marina. Got my dad's 65-foot rod of fish over here, and we're sail fishing. This will be 70-pounder, and we're flying kites today, using goggle eyes, and my friends, it's a beautiful day.
Oh, man. So, how's the fishing been going?
Very slow. For the last 3 days of anybody catching sailfish, the wind finally picked up today, and we bought our goggle eyes this morning, and I told my dad, we're going to catch them today. And conditions were good, and we didn't have a bait in the water 30 minutes, and we had our first bite, and about 30 minutes later, we caught up a 70-pounder.
All right. So, the fishing's actually a little better when you got a little chop on the water, huh?
For sail fishing, you really want some wind. You want that pop of that water to have a disturbance and those baits out there dancing. You definitely don't want a calm, still day.
Yeah, I always think of when I'm trolling, the calm days are nice because, you know, you can really see the fish coming up. But I guess the waves would break up the thing from the boat and make the baits appear more attractive.
You know, I have my redneck philosophy fisherman. Is if the bait can see everything, the fish can see everything, and you can see everything, nobody's going to catch anything.
Yeah, that would be about right, I guess, yeah. So, you're using goggle eyes, any lures or anything that...
We trolled some yesterday, some Williamson bugs, and also we're trolling, what's the name of that? I'm drawing a blank here, it'll come to me. We messed around a little bit, had some mackerel, some different fish just to do some action. We did a little bottom fishing yesterday with pilchard. We caught some mutton snapper, just something for dinner, just trying to wing it because the sail fishing wasn't going great. But we're happy to see the wind today, Frank, and like I said, I don't think we're 2 miles offshore. We're in about 120-foot of water. We're bumping between 120 and 160. It seems to be where most of our action is today.
Very cool. Man, I can't thank you enough for the reports. This is Matt, and his website is Matt Outdoors Fishing. And click on his picture right next to this report, and it'll take you right to his website. Now, Matt, you usually guide Pine Island area, the Caloosahatchee, and all that.
Yes, sir.
Have you talked to anybody over there? How's it going?
Well, I actually fished 2 days ago. I came over yesterday, but prior to that, the last 4 days I was there, I was on the water. Fishing's been spotty. It's been better oriented. I've been doing really well in the south. I would call it the Two Pines Mount Lachey area down near the bridge. I'm near the Mount Lachey bridge on the west side. Water clarity's a little cloudy. Redfish, lots of small snook, mangrove snapper. Unfortunately, my trout bite's been slow down there, but the little snook have kept us busy.
Well, I can tell you, swinging over to towards Boquilla, we've had some great reports on the Spanish mackerel moving in, some bigger trout and stuff. So when you get back, I think you're going to find the fishing's getting better by the day right now. I have no idea
really,
why.
I really think we need our weather to give us a pattern. Our fish can't get in the pattern because we've been hot, cold. We haven't been in a nice pattern where the fish can either go to the backcountry and hide, or come out and stay. So we can't target them as easily because they're not in a pattern. They keep like bouncing back and forth in that mid-range.
I agree with you.
Yep.
200% is exactly, you know, every time Robert and I are talking, it's all about if the weather would straighten out for 2 weeks, the fishing would be spectacular because there's a lot of fish here. Just
the fishing, I went the other day to break in my motor. So I had to run for a couple hours and do some different things. And I can tell you, for times the freeze, I know I've seen at least 2,000 snooks. Now, I didn't see a lot of big ones. I can tell you I've seen a lot of fish.
That's
a great sign.
Well, that's great. And I know you're out in the water fishing, and I don't want to hold you up.
Sure.
But thank you so much for the report. Anything else we should go over?
I'll tell you what. When I get back to Miami, I'll get on the water and I'll give you a call. Other than that, God bless, I can catch me some more sailfish.
Hey, we wish you the best of luck, and hopefully you guys just slam out today. That, and once again, Matt Hegg, Matt Outdoors Fishing, and his phone number is 239-633-7133 if you'd like to book a trip with Matt. And this is Fishing Frank and Captain Matt Hegg out on the water, and we'll catch you on the next Radio Fishing podcast.